Hey Raider Nation, I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. Well, two things take place tomorrow. One, the Raiders hold their last practice here at the permanent practice facility before they head south to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. And two, you get to see my interview with quarterback Carson Palmer. But before we get to tomorrow, let's hear what host of the Raiders Report, JT the Brick, has to say about the Raiders today.
Thanks, Jeanette. Raiders are coming off the bye week as they take on the Atlanta Falcons this Sunday on the road. A great opportunity for the Raiders to shock the NFL and get a big win against arguably the best team in football in 2012. Atlanta's undefeated. They're coming off a physical win on the road against the Washington Redskins, and the Raiders are going to have to jump on them quickly. Atlanta's got so many weapons on offense. Matt Ryan is having a great year at quarterback. Michael Turner can run the ball, and he runs it hard. And they have Roddy White and Julio Jones at wide receiver. And I know every Raider fan has seen the great Tony Gonzalez over the years. He's coming off a game, 13 receptions and a touchdown. The key is keeping that offense on the sidelines. The Raiders got to take the air out of the ball. They got to run it. Darren McFadden has got to have a big day. And if they can move the chains, they got to improve on third down conversion. That could give the Raiders an opportunity to hold the ball a little bit longer in the time of possession battle. This game for the Raider defense, it's going to be essential that they get their first interception. Tyvon Branch is going to have to jump a route. Michael Huff has been around this league for a while. He understands how important it is to keep these receivers in front of them. And I think Philip Wheeler at linebacker could have a great game, not only stopping Michael Turner, but going sideline to sideline and making a big play. This is a huge game for Shane Leckler. If Shane can have that type of game where he punts the ball within the 10-yard line, make Ryan go the length of the field, that will help out the Silver and Black. And Sebastian Janikowski, indoors with no weather, I'm expecting a minimum of 3, maybe 4 field goals in this game. I think this is a critical game for Dennis Allen and this staff to show everybody that the bye week, they made adjustments and they're ready to get a win. Atlanta is a good team, but they can be beat, especially if the Raiders play a game above their ability. And what I mean by that is one or two of the stars on this team, let's pick Darren McFadden or Darius Heyward-Bey, have to have a monster game. And that's why they're here. They're supposed to play at that level on a consistent basis. So this is going to be a tough one. I'm not here to tell you it's easy, but Jacksonville comes in after this Atlanta game. If the Raiders can play well, shorten the game, get a couple of turnovers on defense, maybe they could steal a game on the road. And then we get ready for Jacksonville in Oakland. Jeanette, back to you.
Thank you, JT. I think you hit on every important point. And Raider fans, if you'd like to hear more from JT and, of course, see more of the Raiders, you'll want to watch the Raiders Report tonight on Comcast Sportsnet California at 8:30. Thanks for watching this edition of Behind the Shield. Until next time, I'm Jeanette Thompson. Thanks for watching.